God will show up. I challenge you, if you're one of those who say, I never know God's presence, I don't feel God's presence, I challenge you to this. Stop asking for anything, but spend the rest of your days, the rest of your free time, worshiping God and see if you experience God's presence. Solomon just spent his time worshiping God and worshiping God and worshiping God. Thousand burnt offerings is a symbolic thing also. And he reached that position where God says, Solomon, I'm pleased with you. Ask whatever you want and I will give it to you. Surrender brings you into a position. Sacrifice brings you into a position where God Himself will tell you, take whatever you want. When you give whatever you want, God says, take whatever you want. When you hold back half or hold back something, God never says that such words to us. Hey, Solomon, as he worshiped God, God says, ask. And Solomon said, God, one thing I want. And this is what he says in verse 9. The people are so numerous, I am inexperienced and a little child, he says in verse 7. Then verse 9, therefore, give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours? Who is able to judge this great people of yours? And God says, it is done. Right, the next few verses, in a sense, in summary, God was saying, it is done as they asked, and I give you the other things you never asked to. Seal into his life. And it all took place while he was sleeping after that night or the whole day of burnt offering. If you time how long it takes to give 1,000 burnt offerings, it takes from morning to night. You start in the morning burning. It takes a long time. It may have even taken quite a while, a few days, possibly. But I assume that they burn more than one at one time. I mean, we are not talking about just cooking or barbecuing. This one is burn, the whole thing. Fry, burn until all you have is ashes. Took a long time. Now what God gave him was not natural wisdom. It is classified into what I call the gift of wisdom, which is different from the gift of the word of wisdom. This is a gift of wisdom. And through that wisdom that God gave to him, he was able to do things, and the next few chapters tell you what that gift does in his life. It transformed his heart. It transformed his mind. In chapter 4, some of the things that this wisdom did in verse 29, God gave Solomon wisdom, an exceedingly great understanding, and largeness of heart, like the sand on the seashore. Thus, chapter 4, we're in chapter 4. Okay? Chapter 4. Verse 30. Thus Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the men of the east and the wisdom of Egypt. For he was wiser than all men, than Etan the Ezrahite, and Heman, and Kalkoi, and Dada, the sons of Mahol. And his fame was in all the surrounding nations. He spoke 3,000 proverbs. His songs were 1,005. Also, he spoke of trees, from the cedar tree of Lebanon, even to the hyssop that springs out of the well. He spoke also of animals, of birds, of creeping things, and of fish. And men of all nations, from all the kings of the earth, who had heard of his wisdom, came to hear the wisdom of Solomon. Oh, what a powerful gift of wisdom that God gave to him. Wisdom is a gift that can come from God. And James tells us in the book of James, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask. But do you know it also says that there are those who ask wrongly? As in the book of James. Why don't people get this kind of wisdom? It's because when they are asking for that wisdom, they're asking with a crooked heart. Do you know that genius can be good or bad? If you are a genius and you have a good heart and high morality, you will use your ingenuity to bless society. But if you're a bad guy, that same genius is used to plot all manner of evil and wrong things. The devil is one of the most diabolical, intelligent beings that ever show up on the surface of this earth. The devil and some of his fallen angels have amazing intelligence. We can only beat them with the wisdom of Christ. But if you put human beings with demons, no match. No match. I mean, the devil has been as old as this earth. Think how many thousand years that is. That ingathering all that subtle knowledge. Think about that serpent that God made. He says that serpent was wiser than all the other creatures. And that was a real serpent. You don't know exactly how he looked like. Some people thought that, you know, he didn't look like what he looked like today. But after Adam and Eve was him in wisdom. Somehow that wisdom of the serpent was twisted, just a twist, and it became used for evil. So you can see that before God ever gives the gift of wisdom, He tests our heart. He checks whether the heart is crooked or straight. Because He put that same wisdom in a crooked heart, everything comes out crooked. Dangerous. So in the book of James, it tells us, in regard to what God can give us, in encouraging us to seek those things from God, in the epistle of James chapter 1, let me read this scripture. It says here in verse 5, "If any one of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all," that's you and I, "liberally." In other words, you can have as much wisdom as you desire, and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But the same epistle qualifies and says in verse chapter 3, verse 17, that wisdom which is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. Notice what it says, above is first, it is pure. Do you know it emphasizes purity above everything else? It must be pure. And it says here in verse 15, this wisdom does not descend from above, talking about the wrong kind of wisdom, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. Do you know there's another kind of wisdom that is earthly? You call that worldly wise. Sensual. Think about every invention man has made. When the printing press was invented, they use that for pornography. When pictures were invented, they again use it for the same sensual thing. When the videos were invented, same thing. Computers invented, also same thing. Telephones also. What kind of wisdom is that? Sensual wisdom. Then there is demonic wisdom. See, there's a category of wisdom that's over there. Worldly wise, earthly, sensual, demonic. And he says God's wisdom is not like that. It must first be pure. And because it's pure, it seeks for a pure heart before it comes in. Do you know that the devil has no wisdom of himself originally? Everything he ever had came from God. The devil cannot create anything. He only perverts. He has been a perverter. He twists what is good and made it bad. He takes a person's strong point of persistence and he turns it into stubbornness. He takes a person's strong point of being pliable and meek and he turns it into a kind of timidity. He takes a positive attribute and he turns it into a negative. That's what the devil's so-called wisdom is like. And that is why in James, it emphasizes when you ask, make sure your motives are right. It so happened that Solomon's motives were pure when he came to God. I know a lot of people are asking for wisdom for themselves. Oh God, give me wisdom. 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 You know? But in their heart, what they're saying, I want to be bigger. 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 God looks down and says, are you sure you want to be a balloon? So here, we must be pure. And Solomon was already wise before he received that wisdom. Let me prove it to you in the book of 1 Kings. This is what David said of his own son. In 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 9. Now therefore, do not hold him guiltless, for you are a wise man. Now this is before Solomon had his dream. This is 1 Kings chapter 2 verse 9. David recognized that his son was exceptionally wise. You are a wise son. A wise man. He said, if Solomon is wise, why does he need any more wisdom? Because there is a difference between earthly wisdom and spiritual wisdom. There is a difference. Solomon had a natural, keen, earthly wisdom that caused him to be smarter than the others. He could be sitting in the same class and he would be those who make it on the top grade. Do you know Daniel was also among the top students before he received the gift of wisdom? Daniel, in the book of Daniel, chapter 1, we are told that the king of Babylon took all these young men and selected the top among them, and Daniel and his three friends were among them. And even though they already had a natural wisdom that was there, indirectly came from God too, but yet on top of that, God put some more wisdom, the gift of wisdom. So Solomon was already wise. On top of that, God put the gift of wisdom. That's why you have explosion. And he started talking about trees, ants, all these, you know, clouds, everything. Explosion. Explosion. Right? And that's powerful. But there's something strange. After Solomon received that wisdom, it didn't instantly sort of like manifest. He may have woken up from that dream and he looked around. Hey, it's just a dream. Whether he went to the mirror and checked his head got bigger or not. No? I mean, that night the Lord said, I give you wisdom. So he must be looking, you know, where is it?